How did you feel when you arrived in the United States?
I was so excited.
Really?
Yeah. I was so excited because with the way things are being said from the people that came from the United States and they, you know, balikbayan.
What is that? What is the balikbayan? What is that?
Balikbayan is when, you know, when you've been here for such a long time, you're going back to your own country. Balikbayan is going back to your own country. Balikbayan.
Yeah.
So, you know, what they're saying is, you know, the weather is very nice here.
Yeah.
There's some very nice stuff, you know. You can buy things, almost whatever, you know, even if the rich can buy it, regular people can buy it too. Of course, with the help of the credit card. And you know, you ended up paying for it. But here, everything, I think, is very, you can afford, if you really work hard
for
you,
it.
You can, you know, buy whatever the rich can buy too. Yeah, that's how I, you know.
Do you remember like the first thing you saw or feel when you got, when you were like really like set foot in America?
The smell.
The smell, really?
Yeah.
What was it like?
It was, you know, it was just fresh air.
Fresh air?
Yeah, as soon as I came out of the airport.
Yeah.
It was cold, but then, you know, it was just a breath of fresh air.
Really?
Yung parang it's not, what do you call it? Yung a lot of dirty clouds, what do you call it? It's not...
Bad weather? Odor?
What do you call it?
I don't know.
I forgot the word. Hey, Jimmy, ano ba yung madumi sa yung ba, ano ang ang everything? Environment? Yung katulad ng maraming... No,
smog?
Polluted?
Polluted.
Pollution?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's not, you know, it's like, it's like everything is clean.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I felt.
So, when you came over here, how did you view Americans? Like, did you see them in, like, a positive or negative way? Or was it just, like, everyday people?
For me, it was just everyday people, but the only thing is I was kind of taken aback kasi nga, as Filipinos, we're not so used on speaking their language.
Yeah.
But hindi, I didn't felt ano yun, yung threatened or hindi ako parang na-intimidate kasi nga my grandfather is an American, so we had the, you know,
so it kind of benefited you?
Yeah, it kind of benefited me, yeah. It worked to my advantage because I was talking to my grandfather when he was back home.
Yeah.
I was talking to him already in English.
Oh, wow.
So we, parang we had the practice na kami.
Oh, wow.
So it was, for me, they were just regular people.
Oh, regular
the
people.
Only advantage is they're white. First, yeah, you know? That's it.
When you came, how old were you when you came over here?
If I'm not mistaken, I think I was 22,
23. 22, 20.
Yeah.
Do you have like any set goals when you came over here? Like,
oh yeah.
Like what were they?
I want, of course, at that time, wala akong boyfriend. Pero first was to get a house of my own.
Yeah.
Get a job.
Yeah.
That would, you know, good paying job.
Yeah.
And get married and have children.
Get married, have children.
And I was able to do all that.
Nice. Hey, hey.
Yeah.
So when you were like over here when you first started off, were you like, were you treated differently? Was there any like racial tension? Like any discrimination? In the workplace or just from like, your friends or how people saw you?
Yeah. I didn't experience anything of the sort at all.
When you first came here?
Yeah. I didn't. Well, the thing was when I first came here, I didn't go out.
Really?
I just stayed in Mama's apartment.
Really? Oh, she had an apartment?
Yeah. I was living with her. That's where I live with her first.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I would only go out if I have to pick up my, if I have to pick up Walden from school.
Oh my gosh, yes. Really?
Yes, that's it.
Oh,
and
wow.
I, you know, well, I'm, I love staying home. Even back then, when I was single,
yeah,
I would just stay home.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
How did the United States benefited you as a Filipino?
Well, they, you know, it gave me a lot of opportunities.
Opportunities.
A lot of opportunities. I could have, I could have been a stenographer, you know, a court stenographer.
Wow.
I could have been a secretary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something into business. And I ended up working first in a insurance company. Of course, it didn't pay well.
Yeah.
And then the post office came. I, you know, all of my brothers and sisters took the test. And we were very fortunate that we got a very high score. So right after about 3 months, we were called in to work for the post office.
Oh, nice.
So it's been about, what, I think 28, 29 years now.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Shoot. what is this? What are some of the major changes that happened to you while you were in the United States?
The major?
Major, like, from when you came here to now, or like, yeah.
Well, major, I own my house now.
Oh yeah, you got all your goals.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got, yeah, I was able to do all of my goals, you know, buy a house. What's that?
Get married.
Get married, get children, and you know. And then, and most of all, even if my brothers and sisters are, you know, far apart,
mm-hmm.
we're still very close.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh man. What is this? Did you ever have any regrets staying in the U.S.?
No.
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 Oh wow.
No, I don't have any
regrets.
Yeah. Would, even you know, for now I can say that I for now I probably would go back to the Philippines just to visit.
Just to visit.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. Right now my mind it said that I want to stay here. Yeah, and anyway, all of my brothers and sisters are over here.
Yeah, right
here. You know? So for now, I really could say that, you know, living here has really brought a lot of good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah.
So now you have two kids, Ate Jocelyn and Kuya Julian.
Uh-huh.
What is this? Did you brought them up as your parents did when you're in the Philippines, or since you've been in America, has it changed or anything like that?
It has changed a bit, because back home we have a curfew.
Curfew.
And one time I went to a party back then,
mm-hmm.
and I told my dad that I'll be home at 11, and I got there at 11:10. He didn't open the door for me.
Really?
I slept outside.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But over here, I just have to be flexible.
Yeah.
And I'm more open here because I keep telling them that, you know, of course, especially for guys, for Justin, Ate Justin, and to open up to me.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I would initiate.
Yeah.
But if they still don't wanna talk about personal stuff, you know, I know. And for now, the only thing is I'm not so used with, you know, the boyfriend staying here for a long time.